So these are the inevitable questions then. Could this happen in the way it was described to happen, to be coming from the church, from above, from the Pope, etc.? These are the inevitable questions. Are these, quote, changes in the church, unquote, are they truly changes in the church? Secondly, are they truly the work of the church? Are they truly the work of a true successor of, or of true successors of St. Peter, who are protected by divine charisms, which are meant to prevent this very thing from happening in the church, which are meant to preserve the church from error? Could this be happening from those sources? Has the church herself changed? Has she changed herself? Could they be these changes, or are they the work of the holy and immaculate spouse of Christ without wrinkle or blemish, which is the Catholic Church? My dear friends, as I said, these are rhetorical questions. They're the kind of questions that are often phrased eloquently and publicly, or in writing for the public consumption, but questions which are meant really to contain their own answer. The answers are generally known, self-evident, see? But they are used for rhetorical purposes, for emphasis. The answers to these rhetorical questions cannot be anything but no. These changes cannot be the work of the true Holy Mother Church, which does not produce anything evil or erroneous or even ambiguous. So the answers to these questions, the answer is no, 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 1,000 times no, as they say. And yet, we still see this all about us. We see the change, accepted fact, fait accompli, as they say, if I pronounce that right. A de facto situation, there it is. Everything's changed wherever you go. All just turned around, everything's different. Ecumenism, everything's different. Everything's changed, everything's changed. And yet some of them will assure us, oh no, no, nothing's changed. It's still the same good old church. It's the same good old mass. Yeah, nothing has changed, nothing has changed. Like when the Nazis took over Austria and the Gauleiter went there to the people, he says, nothing has changed in Austria. Go right ahead and sing your songs. Nothing has changed. So we see this all about us. So what has happened? It seems almost legitimate to ask the question, what, as one great traditionalist leader has years ago, what in the name of God is happening to the Catholic Church? What in the name of God has happened to the Catholic Church? Is happening in the Catholic Church? What in the name of God is happening to the Catholic Church? And yet, though that question seems justified, and that seems to express our utter consternation and anguish, yet that question itself is flawed, the way it is put. Just as the expression, the changes in the church, is flawed. This monstrous thing, which seems to be happening to the Catholic Church, cannot possibly be happening to the church. For God protects his church from such very things. The changes in the church are not truly changes either in or of the true church. Let alone are they changes by the true church. So we got to make these distinctions. Those expressions and those questions contain some flaws which are not quite correct. You have to get it straight, otherwise we're involved in blasphemy. We're attributing to the church, the Holy and Immaculate Spouse of Christ, something which is evil. We can't do that. Don't you dare do that. The only logical conclusion. What's the conclusion? It's not the work of the church. Well, then what, Father? What? What's it all about? The only logical conclusion. Look, it's there. It all seems to be there. It's in Rome here and everything. Bishop's church. It seems to be, it seems to be of change, a complete new look, see? The only logical conclusion is that these traumatic changes and abominations are the work of a counter-church, an anti-church, a counterfeit church, a usurper church, with a whole complement of hierarchy and everything else that goes with it. A usurper church that has, since the death of Pius XII, and particularly since Vatican II, seemingly taken over, commandeered the outer structure of the Catholic Church and evicted the true church into the outer deserts as prophesied in the Apocalypse. Now I'd like to mention three key terms, actually institutions, that are involved in this whole thing. And one of them, by the way, is pivotal. These three institutions, these three terms, these three things are interrelated and intimately so. And they are three concepts I want you to keep in mind as we consider this matter. And we're going to continue this next week. I have quite a bit to go through here. These three things, these three concepts are, first, the church. The church herself, the concept of the church. Secondly, the Mass. The Mass. Thirdly, the papacy. The papacy. As I said, they are intimately interrelated. There was an expression, there still is, tole missam, tole ecclesiam. Take away the Mass, and for all practical purposes, you take away the church. We can actually apply this to the other terms. We could say, tole ecclesiam, tole missam. Take away the church, take away the Mass. We could say, tole papam, tole ecclesiam. Take away the Pope, you take away the church. Take away the Pope, you take away the Mass. Tole papam, tole missam. What's happened to the Mass? How can they do this to it, Father? How did it happen? Tole papam, tole missam. What's happened to the church, Father? The changes in the church. Tole papam, tole ecclesiam. Now, this has to be understood in the right way, not in the sense that the church has actually disappeared and destroyed, but in effect, what the enemy always wanted, they achieved. And we'll see more about this later. The papacy is the one thing here, by the way, that is critical and pivotal. I said one of these is pivotal. And the thing that is pivotal here, upon which everything else kind of revolves, is the papacy. If the papacy is suppressed or usurped, the church will then seemingly fall like a house of cards. Take away the rock of foundation for the church, and the church will seemingly fall as a house of cards, for it will then be on sand and will not endure. Take away the papacy, and the Mass will then be up for grabs. It will no longer be controlled and preserved. It will be easily replaced with ersatz, phony substitutes.